Nashville's Housing Authority says that by summer's end, every single unit of public housing in the city will no longer be traditional public housing. It's part of a sweeping overhaul of Nashville's low-income developments, much of which date back to the late 1930s. But as WPLN's Mariba Knight reports, the initiative isn't without risk.
It's a bold concept, asking the federal government to hand over the title on every single piece of public housing, essentially turning the city into a private landlord. And Nashville is one of only three cities in the country taking such a leap, alongside San Francisco and El Paso. The program, called Rental Assistance Demonstration, or RAD, raises the risk that the land will eventually pass from cities to the hands of private developers. It's also only a test program, not necessarily intended for a wholesale application. Still, it's a gamble Nashville's housing director Jim Harbison is willing to take.
I am absolutely convinced that RAD is so much better in public housing, and there's just a host of ways that it's better to have ownership of the property. I mean, the things we're doing now we couldn't have considered under public housing.
Like overhauling the units. That's because for years, the federal government hasn't budgeted enough to maintain public housing, causing it to fall into disrepair. But RAD is hardly a perfect solution. A recent report by Washington's Government Accountability Office criticized the program for its lack of oversight and failure to ensure residents' rights. Harbison says he has yet to read the report, but admits he sees no other way to move forward.
I wish it was perfect. A perfect world would be just unlimited amounts of money to take care of people. That's never going to happen. But it is significantly better than the model we ran before.
Nashville now owns 18 of its 20 public housing properties. It expects the federal government to hand over the remaining two by July. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mariba Knight.